Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
DC is headed back to Wednesdays. DC also announces Absolute Power Event. Furthermore, DC announces new Finest Line. This is Comic Book Club News for February 26, 2024. This past weekend was the Comics Pro annual membership meeting in scenic Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's a chance for comic store owners to talk to publishers and vice versa. And it's also a chance for the publishers to tout their next big initiatives, to sell the store owners on buying what they're selling. Consequently, there was so much news coming out from the conference that we're going to split it over 2 days on this podcast. But we're kicking it off with a biggie that, according to The Beat's Heidi McDonald, who was present at Comics Pro, led to literally bringing the house down. So RIP Comics Pro. That announcement: DC Comics is moving back to distributing their single issues on Wednesdays. This is a big deal for a number of reasons, and something that has not just been heavily requested, but downright demanded from comic store owners for the past 3 years. The change in distribution came towards the beginning of the pandemic, when DC switched to Lunar distribution instead of Diamond, and started dropping their comics on Tuesdays, concurrent with graphic novel and trade collection releases. For a time, it seems some others in the industry might follow suit, particularly Image Comics, which has also switched to Lunar. However, they didn't. And DC blinked, moving back to Wednesdays. To clarify, this is for single issues only. Trades and graphic novels will still hit stores on Tuesdays, the same day when new books are released in bookstores. But why were comic book stores pushing so hard for this? Two reasons. The big reason is that comic book shops normally need to get their order forms for final order cutoff in on Mondays for Wednesday releasing comics. With the shift to Tuesdays, they now had to submit for DC on Sundays, meaning an extra day of work. This simplifies the whole process for the retailers. The second is pure advertising, and I say this as someone who has to consistently talk on podcasts about when new comic books come out. It's very annoying to talk about how new comics come out on Wednesdays, except DC, which come out on Tuesdays. Having one new comic book day makes things simpler on retailers, fans, and most importantly, podcasters. The change will go into effect this July. Not content to rest on making the biggest announcement at Comics Pro, DC Comics also announced their next big event, one they've been teasing for years. Absolute Power, written by Mark Waid with art by Dan Mora. In the upcoming series, Amanda Waller teams up with Failsafe, aka the evil robot Batman, and the Brainiac Queen, soon to be introduced over in Superman, to strip all superheroes and villains of the DC universe of their powers. That leaves Superman shot and falling presumably to his death in some preview pages provided. R.I.P. Superman. And it also leaves Batman, I guess, no longer rich, which he said was his superpower in the hit movie Justice League. The event will kick off with May's Absolute Power Free Comic Book Day Special Edition, featuring a preview of the first issue of the event, as well as a new recap story by Wade and Mikel Janin. That will be followed by Absolute Power Ground Zero, also by Wade, which will connect the events in the House of Brainiac storyline with Absolute Power. The event formally kicks off in July, though still on a Tuesday, July 2nd, with Absolute Power Number 1, which will run 4 issues monthly. There will also be at least 3 monthly Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman tie-in issues, a 7-issue spin-off titled Absolute Power Task Force 7, a 3-issue spin-off titled Absolute Power Origins, and probably a whole lot more. And in fact, most of this will reportedly be written by Wade, which is probably why he's stepping away from Shazam and other writing duties in the meantime. Mark, drink plenty of water and try to get some rest. As they say, power corrupts, but Absolute Power is a lot of issues for one man to write. Okay, fine. Or rather, finest. One more DC story. The publisher has unveiled yet another new line of comic book collections at Comics Pro titled DC Finest. The trade collections will be priced at $34.99, and rather than collecting complete stories in order, for the most part, they will include issues highlighting different aspects of a character from throughout their history. As DC puts it, quote, for example, a Robin volume may include stories featuring Dick Grayson, Tim Drake, Damian Wayne, and Jason Todd, while a Green Lantern volume would include classic stories featuring Hal Jordan, Jon Stewart, Kyle Rayner, Alan Scott, and other fan-favorite ring slingers. The line won't be restricted to characters, however. It will also include genres like westerns, humor, horror, war, romance, and more. The new line of paperbacks, exact titles TBD, will start hitting stores in November. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And tomorrow on the podcast, Comics Pro News not about DC. Can you believe it? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.